The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. And I hear he's just gotten even busier. What are you doing now, Frank?
Well, you know, I've just signed up as a senior advisor to healthcare.com.
How did they find you?
You know, they found me through LinkedIn.
Okay.
Honestly, yeah. Actually, I get
well, you're out there.
On LinkedIn from time to time, yeah. And actually, I think it was as a result of one of the podcasts we did together. And I put that up on LinkedIn, and then I got a message a day or two later, met with the people there, and so I'm signed up with healthcare.com. And now that's a leading provider of anything you need to know about health insurance, deep dive into health insurance. And I'll tell you what attracted me to it. They play everything right down the middle. This is a very informative site. No spin on the ball. They aren't urging you to buy insurance that
and
you
very
don't need.
Specifically, just I'm going to just because there's a mm-hmm. non-government resource powered by health insurance experts. So it's like, as you say, straight down right. The middle. You need information. We can do this.
This is where you go.
Yeah.
So the articles are comprehensive. They're up to date. They're easy to read and understand. And essentially, I mean, that's where I come in. I'm now part of the panel of experts that review everything that goes up on the site. So I'm really a quality control officer. I don't put my name on anything, any article at all, until it meets the top standards of healthcare.com. So if you have a question about health insurance, this is a place to go to find the answers. And I just want to give you an idea of the breadth of the coverage. So for older people, there's everything you need to know about Medicare hospital coverage. And that can get awfully tricky. You can count on me for that. I know about this. If you end up in the hospital for extended periods of time, you can find yourself getting hit with really big bills if you don't protect yourself. On the other end of the spectrum, if you're young and active, right, the Invincibles, and Jill, you and I have talked about this, I never get sick. I'm young. And then they go and play a pickup basketball game and they get an Achilles tendon tear or they literally break their leg. So the question is, you know, can you afford a broken leg? And we know what happens in those instances, right? Mom and dad step in because the children are underinsured or they have no insurance whatsoever. So mom and dad have to take out a second mortgage to pay the bills that the kid could have protected himself against just by buying minimal insurance. So that covers that in depth. You can be denied supplemental insurance. That's another area that the site covers. People don't realize that if you don't sign up right, you can go and try to sign up for supplemental insurance and find out, guess what? You know what? You blew your eligibility and you can be denied for health reasons. Also, you know, there's an ins and outs when you're almost Medicare age, okay, but you're not quite 65, maybe the insurance you've had at work as you're now working part-time or that insurance has disappeared altogether. What are your best options before you qualify for Medicare? So then there's waiting periods. This is another area people do not realize. They think, okay, I've taken a new job. It has health coverage, right? So I'm fine from day one. No, not necessarily. Many health policies have waiting periods that can stretch from 3 to 6 months. Why are they there? To prevent people from gaming the system. They don't buy the insurance until they're about to have an operation or they know that they're really ill. That's when they buy the insurance and then they immediately go to the doctor. The insurance companies say, no, you can't do that. We're going to put a waiting period in here. So 3 to 6 months, so you can't game the system that way. And there's so much more, Jill. I mean, there are literally hundreds of articles. But before I want to go into depth on one of them that I'm working on now because I think it's kind of interesting. But do you have any questions about healthcare.com or my role there? Is that all clear?
All clear.
Okay, good. So one of the things I'm working on is travel insurance. It's really interesting. So I am very interested in this topic because Carol and I are thinking about spending essentially Easter in Rome. Spend maybe 2 months in Rome, a city that we love.
Are you bringing the cat?
We wish we could, but we probably will not.
All right.
Which raises all kinds of problems about what to do with the cats.
Okay? I'm certain that that can be solved. I was only asking, I mean, since the cat just weighed in there, and the cat caused a certain amount of healthcare consternation in the past, so I just... thought I'd mention.
We thought about renting a cat in Rome, honestly.
I think all you have to do is look on the street. There are plenty of cats.
There are plenty of cats. Anyway, we've dreamed about spending extended time in Rome for 10 years, okay? But every time we've gotten close to doing it, frankly, I've gotten sick. I've got this blood cancer, and, you know, it causes a problem, and we have to cancel our plans. But look, as regular listeners know, I'm now in complete remission from my blood cancer because of the trial I had down at the University of Pennsylvania. And Carol and I said, hey, this is our time. Let's spend spring in Rome. Let's spend Easter in Rome. And I think that's what we plan to do. So I also think we need travel insurance. Now, Jill, have you ever bought any travel insurance?
No. Is the short answer, but I have not. I used to travel extensively and frequently, and to make up for that, I have been since the inception of Robin Hood Radio. Everyone knows where to find me, and it's not very far from here.
Behind the mic,
pretty much here, and then the rest of the time in the kitchen, you know, chief cooking and bottle washing. So it's just short answer, not recently.
All right. More and more people are doing this. Something like 38% of people who are planning international trips are now buying travel insurance, especially people who are planning to be away for several weeks. And also people who find themselves shelling out, frankly, a lot of money for airfare, hotels, rental cars, trains, if they want to go to see other cities. I mean, those bills can really add up. And it's an amount of money they'd hate to lose if they have to cancel for some health reason or another reason. So much can go wrong now. I mean, it's called global warming. That means there's weather episodes all over the globe now that can cancel your flights. You know what happens then? Then there's lost luggage. Not to mention a true accident or you get sick. I mean, you get sick at home. You can get sick while you're traveling. In fact, you know, because you're out of your routine, maybe you're taking even more of a risk when you travel. So it makes sense in a lot of instances to protect yourself as best you can, not only from the canceled flights, that's a relatively small thing, but how about something as horrible as needing to be medevac home because of an accident or a severe illness? And, you know, something like that can cost you more than $250,000. You could say, that could never happen to me, you know. Well, a couple of years ago, Carol and I were in Palermo, and Carol tripped and fell right into the fast lane on the street. Now, luckily, no cars were coming at that moment. But if they were, that would have been a very serious accident. And we may have needed something so all I'm saying is stuff happens, and you certainly, you don't want to be on the gloomy side, but you have to protect yourself because things can go wrong. Now, comprehensive travel insurance, real good coverage, that's not cheap. And you often cost something like 4 to 8% of the amount of money you expect to spend on your flights and your hotel and your rental cars. You add that all up, you got to add another 4 to 8%. You know, that can easily amount to an extra $2,000 for each of you. So if you're going to spend that amount of money, you've got to shop pretty carefully, make sure you're getting something that you actually paid for. And that means you've got, as always, you've got to be aware of the fine print. So if you're traveling overseas, okay, you're planning one of these trips, chances are right now you have zero coverage for that trip. Now, if you get your insurance at work, you can check with your insurance carrier. Maybe you'll get some good news. Chances are it'll be zip, zilch, you're not covered. If you're on Medicare, you're on your own. Coverage ends at the borders of the United States in the 50 states. The exception is it also you do have Medicare coverage in U.S. territories, but I don't know about you, but I don't know many people who are planning a big trip to Guam. If you're one of them, then your Medicare will cover you in Guam. But don't count on Medicare. It stops in the United States. If you have a Medicare supplemental plan, then you do have coverage for 80% of your health costs. But here's the thing. That's only for a true emergency. You can't have a little heart flutter and see a doctor and expect those bills to be covered. No, you've got to have something that approaches a heart attack and you go to the ER and you get hospitalized, a true emergency. In that case, you'll be covered for 80% on your supplemental plan. But remember, 20% still falls back to you. And that can be a nice chunk of change. By contrast, real good comprehensive health insurance, you know, from leading companies like Alliance Global and Travelex, they can be great. I mean, they can cover you for anything you can quite imagine, including accidents in the cab to and from the airport, and certainly in the airport itself if you trip and fall and hurt yourself. But again, you've got to ask, make sure that you're really covered and there are no loopholes that you haven't addressed. And one of the biggest is, quote unquote, pre-existing conditions. So many of us have those, okay? So you have to be sure that your pre-existing condition is covered. If you aren't, if you don't nail that down, let's imagine your Parkinson's or your diabetes or your arthritis flares up. Then you're out of luck. It's a pre-existing condition. It's not covered. That means you're not covered for the flights you miss, for the hotel reservations, and for the care itself for that pre-existing condition. So that's a big one to keep your eye on. Another tricky detail is the length of the coverage. Now, here's the way that works. You tell the insurance company I'm going to be away from March 15th to April 15th, and then I'm coming home. You can get coverage that actually extends beyond that. But here's the trick. So you're in Paris, you're in Prague, you're having a wonderful time, you decide you want to stay another week, go on to Barcelona, and really live it up. You're still covered under that policy if you call the insurance company and say, you know what, we want to stay another 7 days, we want to stay another 10 days. And then it'll be extended automatically, no extra cost, you're covered. If you don't make that phone call, you're out of luck. April 15th comes, you're still on the trip, but you haven't notified the insurance company. You don't have any coverage for any period beyond that. That's full stop, period, end of story. Another thing to know is you can buy the insurance, get a full refund up to 14 days before you depart, right? That's most states, 14 days, give or take. New York State, it's right up to the day you depart. So that's a good consumer protection. It sort of opens the door to allow people to, you know, game the system a little bit. But you can get the insurance and then you can get a full refund if you cancel it before you take off. One final thing. If you decide you want health insurance, make sure it's insurance. Don't try to save a couple of bucks by getting something called travel protection. Travel protection has all kinds of holes in it, preconditions, and a lot of other things. You don't want protection. You want insurance. So if you're planning a trip overseas, really consider travel insurance.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.